WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
In all times, perhaps especially in a time of crisis, we all need to look out for one another. My guest today is going to talk about suicide prevention in the age of the pandemic. I recently spoke again with Dr. Julie Searle, professor in the College of Social Work and director of the Suicide Prevention and Exposure Laboratory, about suicide prevention in the age of COVID-19. Well, Julie, thank you for talking with me today. It seems as though pressures on everyone have been magnified intensely during the pandemic, and I know that dovetails with one of your particular areas of research, and that is suicide prevention. What are we learning at this point about suicidal ideation and suicide in the age of COVID?
There's been a lot of people predicting a lot of doom and gloom about suicide and what's referred to as deaths of despair really increasing because of COVID. What we know right now is that depression and anxiety have gone up. There's been a number of studies on both adults and on children that have showed that we're more depressed and we're more anxious and we're sleeping a lot more poorly than we were before COVID. What we don't have yet is real hard data that shows us that the suicide rates are going up.
And I know a lot of work is going into looking at increased anxiety, depression, substance use, specifically alcohol, I guess, is one of the primary ones. Is it just too early to tell at this point because we're in such an early stage of the pandemic?
Unfortunately, the way that our data systems are set up, we usually don't get full information from all of the states on violent deaths for about a year and a half to 2 years. So at this point, CDC, I think, is releasing the 2018 data at the end of this month.
What should we be thinking about as far as individuals and as our community? What can we, just as the Jane or Joe out there in the street or in our homes, keeping safe at home, what can we be doing?
I think there's good news and there's bad news. There's definitely a lot that we can do. In terms of bad news, what we're seeing that makes people so concerned about suicide increasing is this era that we've lived in is that people have social isolation and less community support. They have economic stress. They have anxiety and uncertainty. And with 215 plus deaths in the U.S. from COVID alone, there's a lot of people who are grieving, and that's a lot more than usual. The good news is people have been increasingly flexible in thinking about how to take care of each other. So teletherapy is something that has been widely used throughout the pandemic. In most places, it was not approved for use. Therapists couldn't get paid to do therapy sessions over Zoom or over more secure platforms before COVID hit. Now in our state and many other states, it's been allowed and reimbursed. Some states have gone back and said, no, the pandemic is receding, whatever that means. Yes. And so we're not going to allow telemedicine anymore. But fortunately in Kentucky, teletherapy is still going strong. And so anyone that is concerned about their mental health or the mental health of someone in their family or social network can access telemental health from their home. You don't have to drive to get there. You don't have to wait in a waiting room. You can talk to a licensed mental health clinician sitting in your living room or on your sofa. And that, for a state like Kentucky that has lots of health disparities and lots of people that don't necessarily have access, can be a big game changer and can save lots of lives.
You know, in a completely different context, I was talking with someone yesterday about telemedicine and about legal proceedings over Zoom and Skype, GoToMeeting, that sort of thing. And one of the consensuses we agreed upon in our conversation was, in that sense, we're hoping that things don't go back to, quote, normal, end quote, whatever whatever that means in this particular context. And thinking about what you just said, you know, many folks in our state might have to drive, if they can drive, 3 hours or more for an appointment, and perhaps teletherapy is something that will stick with us, even, knock wood, when this pandemic is over.
I certainly hope so, because it's so helpful for so many reasons. And it decreases the stigma of people that feel like someone might see me walking into that building or sitting in that waiting room, or somebody might know that I have problems, even though we all have problems. And so I think telemental health, teletherapy is one of the big wins that I hope we come out of the pandemic continuing to use.
If we find ourselves in a position where we're worried about a friend or colleague or loved one, are there steps that we can take to check in, anything that we can do?
I think it's really important for us to realize that we can all look out for each other. And that's one of the things that can also be good that comes out of the pandemic, is we've all now had the experience of being isolated and knowing a little bit of what it's like to have that degree of social or physical isolation. And so if you're concerned about someone, it's great to be able to reach out to them and say, hey, I'm really worried. You seem more sad than usual, or you seem like you're not sleeping at night when you text me at 3 a.m. And be able to have frank conversations and say to someone, I'm really worried about you. How can we get you some help?
Julie, is there anything that we haven't touched upon before we hang up that you would want our listeners to know?
I think that it's important for people to know that anyone can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255, if you're concerned about yourself, or if you're even concerned about somebody else and don't know how to have those conversations. And if you don't want to have a conversation on the phone, and if texting is more comfortable to you, then you can text in to Crisis Text Line, which is 741-741. These are resources that are available. Sometimes there's a little bit of a wait for each of them, but they have people that are trained that can respond to you and really help walk you through how to get help for yourself or for anyone else that you're concerned about.
My thanks today to Dr. Julie Searle, professor in the UK College of Social Work and director of the Suicide Prevention and Exposure Lab, about suicide prevention in the age of COVID and how we all need to look out for one another. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.